Now I am so excited because one of my favorite things to do is eat, Barnaby. You know that. I'm always ordering food, going out for dinner. And I couldn't think, I was sitting there and I was going through the people that we work with and the people that support us and the places I love to eat. And all I could think of was the Ocean State Sandwich Company. And considering that we talk about everything in Rhode Island, that's just fabulous. I am so excited to have Eric Handwerger on with us right now, proprietor and owner of the Ocean State Sandwich Company. And if you do not know who they are, they have got the coolest logo you will ever see. It's the Rhode Island license plate, and it says Ocean State Sandwich. Sandwich is like kind of like, you know, what would you call that? A personal, when people get their personal...
Mm-hmm.
The vanity plate. It's a vanity plate. And I've known Eric and I've known his family for a while now. But Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, you've been a really great supporter of ours, especially when we've done our special Christmas lighting, and you've fed all of our troops.
We've fed the troops. We've kept them warm with chili and soup and some delicious sandwiches while they decorated those donated trees, which is fantastic.
Yep. And I know you've supported our Brazier Society, too, which has been really, really great. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. We love Water Fire. You know, it's a, like Gary said, it's a Rhode Island institution, and that's what, you know, we're striving to become, too. So.
Well, let's talk about, because we'll start with the first shop that you opened up. One, you're a Rhode Islander, essentially.
Yeah.
You've been here for, because you lived in Vermont for a little while, right?
I lived in Vermont for about 12 years.
Okay.
And my wife and I left Vermont so she could go to law school, went to San Diego for a few years. And when it was time to settle down and have a family, I said, I want to go back to Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's plenty of opportunity for you as a lawyer and me being a part of the restaurant business. And I couldn't have asked for anything better being back here. It's fantastic.
Well, now, I know that you come from a family of people that are incredible cooks, and I know that your dad owned a restaurant.
Yes, my father, I got his start in the business with his own place called The Left Bank, right on South Water Street in Providence.
Do you remember that, Barnaby?
I absolutely remember that.
All right.
And, you know, I think that's part of the reason why I'm still in the restaurant business, is because if it weren't for the restaurant business, I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we met my mother. She did her Johnson & Wales co-op as the salad girl at The Left Bank, and mm-hmm. that's how they met. So it's pretty cool that, you know, it comes full circle that we're all working together to form this business and be a part of Rhode Island again.
And that was also a great restaurant. I mean, it really was a wonderful place.
Yeah, and you know what I like that you just said is that you're all working together. So this concept, this idea, because I know that you were working in restaurants right up until the point where you opened up the Ocean State Sandwich Company. Well, one, tell me about your passion for food and cooking, and what was the idea that you had that really said, you know, eat local?
Well, you know, I live out in Smithfield, but there's so much right around me. Within 10 minutes, I can go into downtown Providence and have unbelievable food provided to me. I can go out into the fields of Smithfield and into the Apple Valley and into Johnston, into Scituate, and find unbelievable local meat and produce. And I think it's something that people kind of take for granted that, you know, there's all this stuff that's right here. And we should just grab it and support each other in what we do. I mean, I try and bring as much local product in for all the sandwiches and soups that we make at Ocean State Sandwich Company because I want to give back. You know, mm-hmm. we just finished up Buy Local RI Week. It was done by the Rhode Island Foundation, and it was to boost the local economy because if you take 10% of your purchases and just do it local, the boost to the economy is going to be absolutely phenomenal for everyone involved.
Well, and why not? You know, it's funny because both you and Gary and Waterfire, we all share that in common is, you know, keep putting it back into the company.
Exactly. Keep giving back. I watched what Waterfire did just for the area restaurants in downtown Providence when I was in the nighttime restaurant business. Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate enough to strictly do the daytime now, which is absolutely fantastic for me and my family.
So now tell me about it. So the Ocean State Sandwich Company, we've got 2 minutes before we have to go to a break. So I want to know, all right, we know your mission is eat local,
mm-hmm.
use all local ingredients. I eat there a lot, and mm-hmm. I love your food. The Blade Steak Chili, everyone. Blade Steak Chili. It's awesome. But again, how long ago did you open that up?
2.5 years ago.
And it was a family affair. Mom's involved, dad's involved.
Mom's involved daily, dad's involved pretty much daily for a few hours a day. Mm-hmm. You know, we're there nonstop, guaranteed to find a hamburger in either location.
And so, and that's in Johnston, right?
Yep.
Right.
And so, why a sandwich company? Did you just find that there was a need for that, or did you find that was going to work with your lifestyle?
A mix of both.
Okay.
I love sandwiches. Anybody who knows me, knows I will put just about anything between two pieces of bread. And I'm proud. I'm proud to say I've passed it along to both of my daughters. My older one had a salami sandwich for breakfast the other day.
All right.
Okay. And then a few weeks ago, we went out to lunch, and I turned my head and I see where we were at Cindy's Diner. And I see my young daughter, Lily, and she's taking her French fries and putting them onto her hot dog. I said, a sandwich maker. Fantastic.
That's, yeah, but, absolutely.
They are pretty much the reason that I got started.
Yeah. Yeah.
I worked in the nighttime restaurant business for years, and I got tired of not being home with them during the prime time. So went crazy, quit my job. We started Ocean State Sandwich Company in Johnston 2.5 years ago. I get to be home with them at night. I get to cook dinner. I get to watch them grow up, and it's changed my life exponentially.
So when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the Ocean State Sandwich Company, one, your favorite sandwiches that are there, some of the local groups that you're working with. I know Daniele and some, but you can give us a list of those. I want some of your suggestions for great hot day summer soups. Tell me really what your mission is and what you're doing and what you're looking forward to in the next 2 years to happen with the Ocean State Sandwich Company locations. The two of them, one right downtown, one in Johnston. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to AM 790 and Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We've got about 5 minutes left, and it's just not enough time because we're talking about food. We're talking to Eric Handwerger about the Ocean State Sandwich Company, one based in Johnston, one that has just opened downtown. And Eric, we were talking about, you know, one of the biggest mission statements that you have, and it's even on their Facebook page and on the website, is eat local and trying to keep everything in the economy here. And I really liked what you said about what 10% of, if we just bought everything local, how much that would do for our economy would be great.
It would be absolutely fantastic. You know, there's so much that's right around us that we have easy access to. I leave my house in the morning. I left my house this morning and I drove down the road, stopped at Stamp Farm. I picked up a case of eggs for the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I drove down the road a little further, you know, down Hartford Ave into Johnston. Stopped at Buono's Bakery and picked up all of my sub rolls for the day.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate enough to have other companies like Yacht Club Soda and Daniele, who uses larger distributors.
We know Davide very well, and that prosciutto and their all of their stuff.
Their mortadella is, I think, what makes a big impact on our Ocean State Ultimate Grinder, which is one of my personal favorites.
What's in the Ultimate Ocean State Grinder?
Daniele mortadella, hot capicola, Genoa salami, soppressata, lettuce, tomato, red onion, beautiful sharp provolone. But what I think really makes it is we make our own hot pepper relish, and it's a beautiful blend of just sun-dried tomatoes and banana peppers. It doesn't overwhelm everything. It just kind of ties everything together. That was one of my things when I opened up. I said, I've got to have a great grinder. And I asked everybody, I said, where's the best one? And I got 20 different responses, so I had to try all 20. And then I said, I think I can do better.
Right.
And I created this relish and this combination of meats and cheeses, and it's our number one selling sandwich.
And everything's made fresh, right? You're not bringing anything in from Boar's Head. You guys are cooking the roast beef.
We're doing our roast beef. We're doing our own turkey. There's no deli turkey.
Yeah.
It's people love it when they come in. They can smell turkeys cooking.
Yeah.
And it's like eating Thanksgiving dinner. We have a Thanksgiving sandwich that we call the Thanksgiving 365 because you can get Thanksgiving any day of the year.
All right. What are your top sellers?
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The grinder, one of my personal favorites, the Apple Valley turkey. It's got apple, turkey, bacon, cheddar cheese, sun-dried tomato mayo, red onion on toasted wheat bread, and people just flip for it.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what I think is so important for people to realize, is that this isn't a chain sandwich shop. This is all local, really creative, everyone engaged in trying to make it a sandwich that you take a bite out of it and you go, Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the whole family's involved. And your mom is just like hands down one of the most incredible chefs. Shout out to Lori and shout out to Alan. Hi, guys. Anyway, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So I really want to talk about what's it like now. You just recently opened up downtown. Where exactly?
155 Westminster Street, formerly Amenities Deli. We completely renovated the space. We went down to the studs and did this beautiful renovation. You've got to come and check out what we've done to the place. We are right in the heart of the financial district. Yeah. We've got all sorts of people in the building, just down the street. We're catering, you know, running platters of sandwiches across the street, down the road, around the corner.
You're doing a lot of catering, I hear, actually.
We do quite a bit of catering.
Very good.
I found that I could just tap into the business down there and, you know, bring people a few sandwiches, or they tried us, and then I said, you know, if you want it brought to you, we'll take care of your group.
And sandwiches is a great catering solution.
Oh, it's perfect.
Too. You know, it's but you're also really creative about it. There's some fun things down there.
Yeah,
and
you
I
know.
Haven't been to the Providence store.
No, I haven't either. But there's a picture of water fire in there, Barnaby.
Oh yeah.
So, want to go to lunch?
Absolutely.
All right, so Barnaby's going to take me to lunch.
Will you join us?
Oh, gladly, I'll sit with you.
And, you know, so, again, anybody who wants to find out more, you're on Facebook, Ocean State Sandwich Company. We'll actually put that up on the Waterfire website as well. There's sandwichri.com.
Sandwichri.com.
You can go there. Facebook better, I think, because you get to see all the specials of the day and the
specials
soups of the day.
Specials and soups. We change our soups pretty much every day, and we post them every morning around 10:30, so keep your eyes peeled.
All right, well, Eric, thank you so much for joining us, and everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. We're so excited to be talking about local food, creativity, and there's an art to everything. We're on our way out, and we will see you on July 18th.
July 18th.